Welcome to the Study On podcast. I'm your host, Angie Bauman, and I am passionate about Bible study. Friend, my journey has not been an easy one. I am a trauma and abuse survivor, and I still walk with a limp. But I also walk in freedom, because as I've studied God's word, He has released me from layers of shame and invited me into a life filled with an abundance of His peace, joy, rest, and hope. I'm transformed because I study the Bible, and my heart's desire is to create offerings that help you get and stay in your Bible so you experience that transformation too. So thank you for spending a few minutes with me. Maybe it's as you enjoy your coffee or with pen and notebook ready, or you're driving to work or walking the dog from wherever you are in your day. Let's dive deep into a verse of scripture together. So we walk steady on. Let's get started. Welcome in today, friend. We are in week 4 of the season of Lent, if you are listening when this episode first drops. And during Lent, we have been exploring 5 areas that I believe are essentials of a Christian walk. And those 5 areas are prayer, study, worship, fellowship, and service. And today we are using my step-by-step Bible study method to look into Acts 2:42, and we'll be discussing the importance of fellowship. Step-by-step is an inductive Bible study tool that focuses on one word in one verse of scripture to find life application. And if you'd like to study along with me today, you will find links to a study sheet and the step-by-step masterclass videos in today's show notes. So Acts 2:42 in the NIV says this: "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer." The book of Acts is the story of the early church as Jesus' disciples carry the gospel to different parts of the world. The author of the book of Acts is Luke. He also wrote the Gospel of Luke. He was a physician and a personal friend of the Apostle Paul. The date of the writing of the book of Acts is somewhere around AD 60 to 62, and chapter 2, where we are hanging out today, has 47 verses, and we are in the section of the life of the first believers and the foundation of their Christian life. And so here it is again, Acts 2:42 in the NIV. "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer." Step 1 in the step-by-step Bible study method is to choose our word. And today, our word, you probably guessed it, is fellowship. Fellowship is a noun, and it is defined as the company of people that share the same interest or aim, a feeling of friendship, relatedness, or connection between people. Some synonyms are things like companionship, camaraderie, friendship, brotherhood, sisterhood, community, closeness, intimacy, partnership, and togetherness. Some antonyms are things like aloofness, unfamiliarity, hostility, division, isolation, and misunderstanding. And right away, as we are talking about our Christian walks and the importance of fellowship as a habit or as a discipline, as we are wanting to deepen and grow our Christian walks, I think so much about the churches that I have been a part of in my life and how many hours of fellowship. As a little girl growing up, a preacher's kid, and we were involved in so many different churches as my dad was called to lead different faith communities. And fellowship is something, sitting around table together, potlucks, revival services, all of those kind of things were such a central part of my life since the time that before I can remember. I cannot remember a time when Christian fellowship was not a really important, regular part of my life. And that habit, that truth, I believe is something that kept me desiring a relationship with Jesus, even when some of the other things about a relationship with Jesus either weren't as appealing or just weren't as high a priority in my life. Oh, this idea of fellowship, so important as we grow. Step 2 in the method is called investigate. We divide that up into 4 parts. Part 1 is to compare our word in other translations. The CEB says community. CEV, they were like family to each other. The DRA, communication. The ERV, they shared everything. Now think about as a family. Sometimes when we think about sharing, we think about possessions or resources. But part of what makes us family is an intimacy in relationship, right? And so sometimes what we need to share with people, sometimes it's our resources, but sometimes it's our hearts. Oh. One of the Bible translations says they joined with everyone else in the group. The Message says they committed themselves to life together. The NIRV, they shared their lives together. And the last one said they kept on being with them. And that's an important thing too, because sometimes, especially in our culture right now, it's when we get unhappy or unsettled, we have this stirring, maybe we always have, but we have this stirring inside us that, well, this just isn't the place for me anymore. And I need to move, or I need to find something different. I need to find new people or something. And there's something really, really important in our Christian walks when we do life together, when we work through some hard things, we have these shared experience over years, right? It just deepens the friendship. And as we deepen spiritual friendship, we also see Jesus in the lives of others through hard things. And that is an important part of keeping us grounded and keeping us committed. So I like that version. They kept on being with them, not just on days that it was easy, but sometimes on days that it was hard, right? Part two in the investigate step is to research the original word. The Strong's number is G2842, koinonia. It means partnership, participation, communication, contribution. It's from another word that means a sharer or an associate, a partaker, a partner. It's from another word that means shared by all or several. And then finally, it's from a primary preposition, which means denoting union. It is a with or together. Fellowship means with, right? I am with this faith community. I am with this group of believers. I'm sharing my life with them, the good and the bad. I'm sharing my resources with them, the good and the bad. And I'm just going to keep on being with them. I'm making a decision, a commitment that I'm going to keep on being with them and exploring our faith relationship together and work on deepening that relationship together. I think one of the most important things about fellowship is to remember that not only do we need people, we need spiritual friends as we are growing, but also people need us. Like, we are a body, and when we remove ourselves from the body, there's a piece of the body that's not present, it's not working. And when we have a piece of our body, our physical bodies, that isn't working, isn't able to be used, the rest of the body struggles, right? The rest of the body has to compensate. And sometimes I think we don't think of ourselves as being needed. Oh, if I don't show up, it doesn't really matter to anyone else. But I think sometimes what the Lord has called me to do is show up when I didn't even really want to, because I have this belief that my showing up matters to others the way that their showing up matters to me. Whatever showing up happens to look like, right? In your faith community, in your small group, in your Bible study, how are we as devoted Christians continuing to do life with and show up for the people that God has placed us with in faith community? The TDNT says this word means fellow participant. It implies fellowship or sharing with someone or in something. We're in this together, right? That's what fellowship. And it's so funny, because so often when I think of fellowship in the church, I do think of potlucks and meals around table, but there's something about, it's something about the food that brings us together, right? That's really important. But it also, it creates a place, an environment for conversation. And so as we share food, as we share a meal, and that's not the only time we're together, of course, but as we share in those things, we also share in our lives and our experience. We stay connected with people. We are close friends when we see people week in and week out, and we kind of keep up what's happening in their lives. The Vines says that this is a common experience and interest of Christians. It talks about the common experiences and interests of Christians. Things like, and this is me talking, knowledge of the Son of God, realization of the significance of the Lord's Supper, participation in what happens in us through the Holy Spirit, participation in the sufferings of Christ, sharing in the resurrected life possessed in Christ, the impossibility of communion between light and darkness, like all of these things that are essentials of faith walk. We're like, hey, I might not know everything about you. I might not even agree with everything you do, but we have this Holy Spirit understanding that what's most important to me, what I value so deeply, is also really important to you, and you value it deeply too. Part three in the investigate step is to read some commentary. This is what I found in the Enduring Word. The ancient Greek word koinonia has the idea of association, communion, fellowship, and participation. It means to share in something. And the Christian life, still in the Enduring Word, is meant to be full of fellowship, of sharing one with another. And then it had this little bullet list of like seven or eight things that we share in. And I just want to rattle those off to you because I thought they were just beautiful. We share the same Lord Jesus. We share the same guide for life. We share the same love for God. We share the same desire to worship Him. We share the same struggles. We share the same victories. We share the same job of living for Him. And we share the same joy of communicating the gospel. Isn't that lovely? Like there's just this common DNA we have as believers, and as believers globally, but as we come together in our smaller faith communities, how are we remembering that we have so much in common and that is greater than the things that maybe we don't have as much in common? The Bible Knowledge Commentary has something that I just love. It says, the activity of this early church was twofold. So number one, as we learn in the beginning of this verse, the believers first continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching or doctrine. But then number two was fellowship. And fellowship is defined as the breaking of bread and prayer. And it's talking about how this comma, at least in the NIV, as the NIV is interpreting Luke's writing, it says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, comma, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And so it is defining fellowship as the breaking of bread and prayer. So the believers continued steadfastly in two things. One, soaking in the teaching. And two, fellowship. And the ways that fellowship was demonstrated in the early church was communion, common meals, and praying together. That's how they kept themselves living, doing the thing, encouraging each other together, right? We are in this together. And the way that we stay in this together is through these acts of fellowship, communion, common meals, and prayer. Conrad Gempf, and I love this too, says the new converts didn't merely add Christianity to their already busy lives, but devoted themselves to the Christian experience. Verse 42, the one that we are in today, is a compact description of Christian discipleship. Oh, I love that comment. One more, John T. Squires says, members of the community gather with one mind in a way that will consistently characterize the community. Are we paying attention as members of the body of Christ, and I hope a local faith community? Are we paying attention to how we do or do not fellowship communicates who we are and what we are about to the world around us? Part four in the investigate step is called rewrite, where we attempt to rewrite the verse in our own words. And here it is again from the NIV. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. I rewrote the verse this way. The early church participants displayed their commitment to Christ and each other through continued learning and community togetherness. Step number three in the method is called find the characteristics of God. A couple of things stood out to me right away. I put that He is present. Because where two or more are gathered in my name, right? I think Christian community experiences create a desire for more Christian community experiences because we have had this like shared understanding of Emmanuel, God with us, like emphasis on us, right? I know when I've been in a place of corporate worship and I've just received that filling and seen the love of the Lord on brothers and sisters in Christ and have had opportunity for handshakes and hugs and people asking how I am and me understanding how they are. And there's just something about the Holy Spirit in me recognizing the Holy Spirit in you that's just so life-giving. And when I've had that experience, it creates a desire to have more of those experiences. But on the flip side of that, I also put that he is a deliverer, because right now, if I'm completely honest, and I try very hard to be, I'm in a bit of a place of want in regards to Christian fellowship. Even as I'm sharing this and recording this and thinking about years, previous years where this was more a part of my life, it's landing on a tender spot. This lesson, as I've prepared it, has landed on a tender spot in my heart. And even as I sort of struggled in the writing of it and recognizing that this was a place of want in my own walk, I hear God whisper, trust me, always trust me, right? I see you and I am making a way. And so I am looking for ways and watching for ways where God is inviting me, perhaps in this season of my life and ministry, to experience Christian fellowship, maybe in a way that I've never experienced it before, maybe opening my heart to places to connect with other people that might look different than it has in my life, but can still bring so much richness, power, connection, and growth. So that's a prayer of mine right now. Step four in the method is called identify the lie. And I'm just laughing because I'm like, okay, I'm just going to say it out loud. I wrote, people are hard. It's fine to work out your salvation on your own. Community gets too messy. And I think at the best of times, community is messy. At the worst of times, it's devastatingly painful, right? All of us that have been a part of faith community have at least gotten our toes stepped on a time or two. But for some of us, we've had deep wounds. And it once you're hurt like that, it's hard to wade back in. And so I just encourage you today, there's a half-truth in all these lies when we find them. There's a piece of truth in that. It is hard and it can be painful. But we are created for community. And part of the way we experience the fullness of God's love and grace is to do it with each other. So I just encourage you, friend, hang in there. Continue to look for God's faithfulness. Continue to look for ways that he is opening the door for you to have Christian companionship and fellowship, because he does not intend for us to do this walk with him on our own. Okay, step five as we finish up is called So What, where we just make note of a key takeaway from our study. And this is a particularly personal takeaway for me today. I just summed it up like this: less global, more specific, because through writing this study, I've really felt God moving me to be looking for ways he is opening doors for this to be a stronger part of my Christian walk right now. So I need to be looking. I need to be aware. I need to be asking myself, what opportunities for meaningful, intimate Christian fellowship is he inviting me to participate in? And when I see those, that's part one, right? Recognizing it. Part two, when I see them, take a step towards them. So good. I would love to hear your takeaway. You can email me anytime at steadyonpodcast@gmail.com. If you have not yet, I would be so grateful if you would subscribe to the podcast on whatever directory you use to listen. It only takes a second and it guarantees that you see every episode as soon as they drop. And if someone came to mind today as you were listening, I would love for you to share this episode with them. Inviting someone else into what we're doing is another great way to support the show. Thank you so much for listening today. I pray wherever your day takes you, you are walking in the confident knowledge that you are a beloved, cherished child of God.